broadcasting on 95 and 99 megahertz in stereo to Galway City and County. This is KFM.
It's just 4 after 4 is your time. Very good afternoon to you. You're in tune with KFM. Shane Keating is the name, and I'll be with you for the next hour. And at this stage, I'd like to say a very good afternoon to somebody I hope is listening in Fenor in County Clare. And he's someone by the name of John Breslin, and he's a fan of Jean-Michel Jarre, and he wants to hear something from his album, the album he released back in 1976, his album Oxygen. And the track that he requested was Oxygen Part 4. So, John, if you're listening, you asked me to play this especially for you on this Saturday afternoon. And here we have Jean-Michel Jarre and Oxygen Part 4. And I would advise you, if you have a stereo, put on the old headphones and have a listen to this. Turn up the volume and enjoy Jean-Michel Jarre. Jean-Michel Jarre, and that one taken from his album released by him back in 1976, and that track entitled Oxygen Part 4, as I say, going out especially for John Breslin, who I hope is listening in Fenor in County Clare. And thank you very much for your letter, John, a very interesting letter regarding my shortwave program, which will be coming on KFM here probably the week after next. And I'll be getting back and talking a bit in more detail about that particular letter on one of my evening programs between between 8 and 10 here in KFM next week. Okay, it's a Saturday afternoon, 9 after 4 is your time, and since 4 o'clock I've already played one instrumental. That was from Jean-Michel Jarre and Oxygen Part 4, so I felt I'd like to play another one, and here's a theme from Cherry Sapphire.
KFM. Galway County Radio, the FM leader in the West. KFM, Super Stereo, 24 hours a day.
Back to what I taped, because as you mentioned earlier, at night is the best time, you know?
Yeah, that is true. The best time to listen to shortwave is in the evening or at night. And, have you identified any stations?
Oh yeah, I've listened to the BBC World Service, Radio Moscow, Voice of America.
Yeah.
Radio Netherlands.
Yeah, they come in quite clear actually here in Ireland.
Yeah, well, I've listened, picked up a couple of others, and I've taken a log of some of them as well.
Yeah. There was a certain question actually that you wanted to ask me.
Yeah, I heard it mentioned somewhere about aerial for a short time.
Having an outside aerial.
Just on mine, it's just one of these telescopic.
Well, actually, for best shortwave listening, if you want to do it in a kind of a half professional manner, a lot of people have professional shortwave receivers, and there is a socket on the back of the receiver where you can put up an outside aerial, but it is generally recommended that for best shortwave listening you use an outside aerial. But really, for the general kind of thing, the basic aerial that you have there, the telescopic aerial, is the best one. And in fact, that Sony radio that I mentioned earlier has its own built-in telescopic aerial, and it is quite a good shortwave radio, and it works quite well with its own telescopic aerial built in. So really, if you happen to have a radio, whatever kind of a radio it has, if it has the telescopic aerial, that will be quite sufficient for you, because you'll be able to pick up most of the strong stations really with that. And generally speaking, although if you want to get into it in a serious way, but that, then you will need one of the professional receivers. But generally speaking, you can get by without the external aerial by just using the built-in aerial.
All right, yeah. So I needn't worry about the outside aerial as yet.
Yeah, you needn't worry too much about that. It's not all that important, really. You know, you can pick up most of the stations. Basically, just like the radio you have, anyone that's listening, if it does have a shortwave band, what you would need to do is just lengthen out the telescopic aerial, and that's basically all you need to do. Just lengthen it out the same way as when you're listening to FM, the FM band.
Yeah, that's great, yeah, because, you know, I was thinking that if I was able to fix it up myself, it would help my signal much better.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be hearing from you also, and maybe you can phone us up again sometime on the program and let us know of the stations you receive. But I would be interested in maybe if you could listen in and be able to tell me the exact frequency and the time, so that I could announce it to other listeners and they could listen in, and generally speaking, try and have a look for the station themselves.
All
that
right.
Kind of an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a log of frequencies and stations and times. You know,
you have been doing that already?
Oh, the English... I have, because just lately I've got more interested since you started announcing this new program, you
that's
know?
That's right, yeah.
And,
that's good, yeah, that's good.
I've got a better interest, and I've picked up stations I've never picked up before, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I've taken a log of them, so I listen to them at night usually.
Good stuff. Well, next week I hope myself to be announcing certain frequencies and times of different broadcasts on shortwave, and if you happen to be near a telephone then, maybe you can give me a call and you can let us know of your findings.
Okay, no problem there, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, David, anyway, for the phone call, and good shortwave listening in the meantime.
Okay, thanks for that.
Right, okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. There was another young listener there, and phoning from Salt Hill, someone else interested in shortwave. Well, I'm afraid I have overrun my program. I had intended to finish at 10 o'clock. I'm sure Noel King, he's outside there now, and I'm sure he's fuming at the moment. And, actually, Noel King isn't coming on at, I was going to say 10 o'clock, well, he can't come on anyway at 10 o'clock, because 10 o'clock is gone. But he will be... What will we say? He will be standing in with a new disc jockey here on KFM, and I'm afraid I've put him off to a bad start already. He's late. But anyway, that's the story. That's the first shortwave program, first of many, I hope. And as I say, if you'd like to get in contact with me on any aspect of shortwave radio, or indeed if you'd like any of the points I mentioned clarified, you can give me a call anytime, 65768 is the telephone number, or you can write to the station, write to the program, Shane Keating, into the Extras program. I meant to explain the Extras. Well, the Extras is a term used in shortwave language, simply meaning long distance, and that's what basically shortwave is, listening stations that are far away, long distance. That's simply what DX means. Well, as I say, you can write to me, Shane Keating, the DX's program, KFM 3537 Dominic Street in Galway, and maybe you can let me know your findings. So for me, that's it from this little shortwave program. I will be back on my usual slot on Friday at 8 o'clock, and I can see the two boys outside who are supposed to be coming in. They're smiling now because at last I'm letting them into the studio. So that's it from me, and I'll catch you again at 8 o'clock.
Your coffee's going cold.
Well, that's Noel reminding me that my coffee is going cold, so I better go out and have my coffee before I head off. It's just 15 minutes past 10 o'clock, so for me, Shane Keating, take care of yourselves, and I will be back on the air, I just remember, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, standing in for Scott James. Scott James cannot be with you tomorrow, so I will be standing in for him tomorrow between 6 and 8, and till I talk to you again, take care of yourselves. And I'll leave you with the stunning Galway band and a song from them, Half Past Two. Tracy Chapman on this Wednesday evening on KFM. This single taken from her album, Tracy Chapman, and one called Fast Care. Well, you're very welcome along to the program, to the second of a series of programs, of shortwave programs. And this program goes out every Wednesday evening between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. And for the first part of this program, I'll be telling you, going over a little bit of revision on the last week's program and what we did last week. And basically, I'll be explaining later that special code that you employ when you are sending away looking for QSL cards. But basically, I was simply explaining what shortwave is, and I said that shortwave is just another band on the radio, the same as the band that you're listening to at the moment, the FM band. Shortwave is just another band, and shortwave, because of its peculiar properties, has that special thing that transmitters operating at fairly low power, their signals can be picked up many hundreds of miles away. In fact, on the shortwave band, you can hear transmissions from every country in the world if you have a fairly good radio and a fairly good antenna. And that is the peculiar thing about shortwave. And most countries of the world have what's called an external service. And if you were listening last week, I mentioned a few of the different external services. Probably the best known service in this part of the world is the external service of the BBC, and that one is called the BBC World Service. And you can pick that up very clearly here in Ireland. And if you are tuning in on shortwave, that is one particular service you will hear. As I say, most countries have their external service. Ireland, unfortunately, does not have an external service, but most countries of Europe have that particular service. Some other ones that spring to mind are Radio Netherlands, Radio Deutsche Welle, or as you call it, the Voice of Germany. The German Democratic Republic, a station I was listening to last night, have their own external service. And I mentioned earlier Radio Vatican, a station that the Vatican State has. That is one of the external services. Well, I was just talking last week mainly about shortwave and where it came into the spectrum, and I'm not going into that again. Just that shortwave is another band on your radio, and most radios will not have a shortwave band. Only the specialized receivers will have one. And the shortwave receiver that I have is quite a good one. It has 12 shortwave bands, and it has a digital readout of the different shortwave frequencies. And I must stress that you do not need an expensive radio like that. You can get some of the very basic radios. In fact, the very first radio that I listened to shortwave on, it was simply a very cheap radio cassette, and I picked it. It had one shortwave band on it, and the very first station I remember listening to at the time was Radio Netherlands. And another thing about these stations is you can write away to the stations and you can get a program schedule. Most of these stations send out a program schedule fairly regularly, some of them every month, some of them every 6 months, maybe even every year. But if you send it right away to them, they will put your name in the file and you will get the program schedules fairly regularly. So that's all I'm going to say on that. That was the basics of what I did last week, just explaining about shortwave and where it came into the dial. And that's about all really I'm going to say on that. One thing that I did just mention last week as regards to shortwave was the actual special code. Well, before I start talking about the code, when you are listening to a station, you can actually write back to that station, and that station will send you back a thing, what's called a QSL card. And if you don't know what a QSL card is, let me explain. Most of these stations, in fact, I would say all of the stations, have their own QSL cards. And if you write back to a station giving the information that I'm going to now tell you, and they will write back to you, and they will give you a QSL card. And a QSL card is simply a verification from the station that they received your letter and that they verified that what you say in the letter is true, just to verify that what you say is true, and that you did pick them up on the particular time you say it, and all that kind of thing. And they will send you on the QSL card, and lots of people collect these QSL cards as a hobby, just to actually show, they go a little bit further than maybe what someone who doesn't have a great interest in it does. He might just listen to shortwave and go along, listen to the different stations and not take too much attention to what's going on. But if you take it very seriously, you can collect these QSL cards. Most people who take up shortwave listening in a serious way will collect these QSL cards, and some people even go on to collect thousands of them. But let me explain to you about these QSL cards. And that's about the only other thing you need to know about shortwave listening. Afterwards, then on the program, I will be giving away actual details of frequencies and different things like that. And hopefully I will be getting phone calls of people phoning in and letting us know some stations that they received. I'd like to know also the type of receiver they have and the aerial that they're using, because that is very important, because if you have a cheap receiver, well, you will only be able to receive the local stations. By the local stations, local and shortwave, by that I mean the European stations, to be most unlikely that you'll receive Faroe stations, unless some of the most powerful ones, say for instance the Voice of America, that can be picked up even if you have a very cheap shortwave radio, because they do have a fairly powerful transmitter. But I'll just explain first of all about the QSL cards. And in order to merit these cards from shortwave stations, you will need to send them a detailed reception report. And it is best to jot down the details of reception as you listen, then write them out later in block letters and send this report to the station. First of all, you start with the date that you heard the actual transmission, the time in Greenwich Mean Time. And the Greenwich Mean Time, in case you're wondering about it, is actually the same as Irish Standard Time. It would have been different there before we changed the clocks in the summer, but actually Greenwich Mean Time at the moment, the time now in Greenwich Mean Time is, Greenwich Mean Time uses the 24-hour clock. So the time, as we'd normally say it, is the time, if I was to announce it now on the radio, I'd say it's 21 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, or that is 9:39, well, using the 24-hour clock, which is what Greenwich Mean Time is, 9:39 in Greenwich Mean Time would be 21:39. That's just simply using the 24-hour clock. As I say, Greenwich Mean Time at this time of year is exactly the same as Irish Standard Time, except that you use the 24-hour clock. So you send them the date, as I say, the time in Greenwich Mean Time, and that's the basics on that. The time is usually announced at the beginning and end of transmission, and sometimes during the transmission. Also, another thing that you'll have to give is the frequency. And for me now, it wouldn't be too hard to actually give the frequency, because the actual radio gives the actual digital readout of the frequency. So all I have to do simply is just have a look at the radio and it'll give me the frequency. Actually, the last station I was listening to, if I just have a look at the radio here in front of me, the last station I was listening to was 945 north kilohertz on shortwave, and looking at the radio, that's in the 31 meter band. I can't remember now what particular station that was, but that's simply the frequency. So if you have a fairly cheap radio and you don't have a digital readout on it, well, you have to have a look at whereabouts in the dial it is, and when the radio station then announces the frequency, well, it'll be fairly easy for you to figure out, well, if it's say 945 north kilohertz in the 31 meter band, and you're actually listening, you know, from your radio that it is actually in the 31 meter band, well, you'll know exactly the frequency then from just listening to that. And you can either give the frequency in kilohertz or megahertz, and I think I explained last week about the kilohertz and megahertz. Frequency is measured in the unit called hertz, and the kilohertz is simply 1,000 hertz, and the megahertz is simply a million hertz, that's all that's to that. And next thing, the thing I was mentioned last week was the SINFO code, and that's the SINFO code, and that simply tells the station the exact reception conditions, and the letters stand for S for signal strength, I for interference, N for noise, F for fading, and O for overall merit, and ratings are from 5 to 1. And if you want to get the hang of the code, imagine a station with good signal strength, moderate interference, no noise, and moderate fading. You would place 4 under S, 3 under I, 5 under N, and 3 under F. And the SINFO code for that reception would be 4353, and you get an overall merit of 3. You can just... the overall merit is simply you look at all the other numbers so far, and you make an average. And your SINFO code in for that station will be SINFO 43533. Well, I'll just explain that to you again, because to some of you where it might be a bit new, you won't have the slightest idea of what I'm talking about. Well, simply the SINFO code, it tells the station, if you send away the SINFO code, it tells the station the exact reception conditions. And I'll explain what the letters mean again. S stands for signal strength, I stands for interference, N stands for noise, F stands for fading, and then O, the final one, an overall merit, or to give you an overall picture of what the signal was like. And when you supply that kind of information, signal strength, interference, noise, fading, and overall method, there isn't an awful lot else really a station will want to know about the actual quality of the signal. They have a fairly good idea from looking at that. And as I said, the example given here, just imagine a station with good signal strength, moderate interference, no noise, and moderate fading. Well, if you want to find out this SINFO code for that, and one thing that must be remembered about this code, a lot of it kind of goes on common sense, the SINFO code. So the good signal strength, well, that is the S. If you have a fairly good signal strength, you will place 4 under S. As I say, the scale is from 1 to 5, and 5 would be for an excellent signal strength, 1 would be for a very poor signal strength. The good signal strength, you'd probably place about 4. Maybe somebody else would place about 3, depending on their own particular requirements. Say now, for instance, the I part with moderate interference, you would place 3 under I. That would be a fairly good number to place for moderate interference. And good signal strength, moderate interference. Say on this station you're listening to, there was absolutely no noise whatsoever coming in on your signal. Well, that's the in part of it, and you would give it a number of 5 if there was absolutely no noise, because 5 is the best number you can get, and if there's no noise, well, 5 will be the number you put in. And the final one then is fading, and we said that there's moderate fading. Well, moderate fading, you'd give a number of 3, and that would be fairly average. So that would give you your SINF part of the code, and you would have 4353, and you want to have an overall average then of those numbers to get your final part of it, and you would have a number of 3. So that would go under the O. That's simply the SINFO code. And if anybody would like, if they didn't catch what I was just saying, if they'd like details of it, there are printed handouts that I have on this thing, so they can write to me at the station. I'll be giving out the address towards the end of the program. They can write to me at the station, and if they have any other queries or anything like that, they can either phone me while I'm on air, or they can write me a letter if they're not near a phone, and I'll send you out printed details of that particular thing, the SINFO code. Well, that's what you need if you're in order to obtain your QSL card. Stations require that you do send this SINFO code. So that's basically all there is about the SINFO code. And as regards the signal strength, if you the S rating, as they call it, on shortwave, well, you can compare the setting of the volume control with that for, say, a local station that you listen to, say KFM or any other local station that you listen to, and they'll usually have an S rating of 5 or 4. And as regards interference, do not confuse it with noise. The former is from other stations on or near the frequency to which you are tuned, or sometimes from Morse transmissions and whistles. And noise is a crackling in erratic bursts, if from lightning, etc., and having a regular pattern as if from motors or such appliances. And fading can be shallow or deep. And that's as regards the SINFO code if you're sending away for your QSL cards. And All you need to do then afterwards is give a few details of the programme heard, the news items, records that are played, and finally state the type of receiver you have and type of aerial, and request a QSL card and programme schedule, and of course don't forget your name and address at the end of it. And for stations outside Europe, you can use air letters, and they will save you the price of postage. So that's all as to the QSL cards. As I say, I'll be giving out the name and address of the station if you want more information on that. And I have with me here tonight a recording that was sent in to me by John Breslin in County Clare, and John has been very helpful to me in the compiling of this programme, and I have a recording of a shortwave programme, a special DXS programme that was received on a station on shortwave. Some of these shortwave stations have their own DX programme, and they're quite interesting too, and I will be playing a section of that recording after this next record. And if anybody out there is listening and they're wondering just what all this thing is about, or if they'd like any further information, or if anybody out there has heard any strange stations on shortwave or have heard any strange noises or anything like that, well, they can give me a call at the station 65768. In the meantime, we'll have a little music, and this one's called A Little Respect, and it comes from Erasure. Found of Erasure there, and A Little Respect. Well, if you've just joined us, you're tuned to the shortwave program here on KFM, and there's been absolutely no preparation on this next thing I'm going to do, but I mentioned earlier that a lot of the compiling of this programme was due in thanks to someone in Clare, and his name is John Breslin, and I have a little tape recording, and I will be playing that for you in a few minutes' time. And let's see, I've just been handed, and things are a little disorganised here, just been handed something in front of me by my assistant, but I have actually that person in question, John Breslin, and I think that actually he would know a fair bit about shortwave listening, so let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hey, Shane.
Not too bad. Glad to have you online. You're actually live on the air at the moment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got your message all right that you were here visiting the studios.
Great.
And you missed the program last week, I believe.
Yeah, I came in when David was calling about the aerials.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Last week's program was mostly just explaining the whole thing about shortwave and transmitters and things like that. But you seem to have a very keen interest in shortwave.
Well, for the past year or so, I've been listening to shortwave stations, yeah.
Yeah, and have you ever taken that step further, as I was talking about earlier in the programme there?
I have written to a few stations, yeah, and I've got QSLs from them, from Radio Moscow, Voice of America, Radio Australia, a few others as well. Some of the Pirates on the 48-metre band, on Sunday mornings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned also as well that you did a programme for one of the Pirates in Scotland, was it?
Yeah, for WLR, it's a station in Scotland, yeah. I did a station, a programme on the stations in Ireland and the situation with them.
Oh, yeah. And what kind of a radio do you have?
I have a Sanyo RP8900 receiver.
Yeah.
It's about a small little radio, like, and has six shortwave bands.
And that is the one that you actually picked up these stations on?
Actually, I picked most of them up on my own stereo cassette recorder, because it covers the 49 to 16 meter bands, so it has a pretty wide range as well.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to have a complicated radio really to pick up most of these stations.
You reckon you don't need to have a complicated radio?
You know.
Yeah.
It helped, like, to have a digital readout and everything, but start off, like, with something simple.
Well, that might be of interest to anyone listening and wondering about this thing, shortwave, and they have a shortwave band on the radio, but you reckon that you don't need a complicated radio, a fairly simple one will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that you have got a good few QSL cards.
I have, yeah, about 20, I'd say, 20. From various stations.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Did you hear what I said there, actually, about obtaining the QSL cards?
I was listening to it, yeah.
Yeah, and is that what you do?
I use the SIMFO code, of course.
SIMFO code, yeah.
Of course, anything else to say on that?
Yeah. As well as getting the QSL cards, you must obtain a lot of program schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Voice of America provides these schedules as well.
Yeah.
Most of the stations do, yeah.
So you're fairly big into the shortwave thing.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
I have some schedules here if you want me to read out some of them for you.
Time schedules?
Yeah.
Of different stations?
Stations, yeah, on shortwave.
Yeah.
And the times are on, okay?
Yeah, yeah, fire ahead.
RAI.
Yeah.
That's from Italy.
Yeah.
From 1 o'clock to 20 past 1 on 9575 and 11800 kilohertz. Okay?
Yeah.
1935, that's 7:35 in the evening, to 5 to 8. On 7275, 7290, and 9575 kilohertz, and that's to Europe.
Yeah.
Radio Sweden, 1530 to 1600 hours, that's 3:30 to 4 o'clock. On 15240, and 15430, 17780, and that's to Europe as well in English.
Yeah.
6 o'clock to 6:30 on 1179, 6065, 7265, and 11845 to Europe.
Yeah.
From 9 o'clock to 9:30 on 1179, 6065, and 9655 to Europe.
Yeah.
And finally, from 10:30 to 11 o'clock on 1179.
Okay, John, thanks a million for that.
Right.
And if anybody listening and heard those frequencies, well, they can write to me or call me up any time at the station, and I'll give out a list of those frequencies. Well, if you hang on the line there just for a second, John, and I will put out a little recording that you sent to me of a radio station, Radio Berlin International, a shortwave program produced by them, and a special program of interest to the extras. So if you hang on the line there just for a second while I put this out.
Okay.
Hello, the extras here in France, and welcome to the extras, the fortnightly DX secret program in the European service, presented by
Angela Cartwright
and Harvey Coulter.
We hope you've had a nice Easter holiday.
And that you've been able to spend some more time on your hobby than usual.
Remarks for this program is getting more and more complicated with the piles of letters and reports we receive every day, but we always try to include as many first-time writers as possible. The following listeners will get our schedules, information on our station, and a QSL card if their reports were correct. They are...
First, it's a lady, Miss L. Hilton of Salisbury. Christopher Mead of Horton, Lispring, A. Macker of Margate, Eric Smith of Wrexham, William Chalmers of London, and Tony Holm of Blackpool in England. Many thanks for the pictorial letter call of your hometown, Tony.
I've got two very young DXs, 13-year-old N. Cloud of Folkestone in England, and 10-year-old Stephen Willoughby of Glasgow in Scotland. Thanks for your detailed report, Stephen.
They are two more Scotsmen, John Cole of Curry and John McNabb of Inverclyde. We are glad to hear about excellent reception in your part of the world, John. As regards your request for receiving information about the German Democratic Republic regularly, you could subscribe to GDR Review.
From Jersey, Channel Islands, we received a letter in German from Christopher Schofield, who read about our station in GDR Review. Details of our transmissions will be sent off to you soon.
And I've got two Irish listeners now, Alan Laffel of Dublin, who closed the T-Spike, and Brian Tanty of Middleton, who's been a shortwave listener for 5 years now, and sent us four reports for RBI DX Club membership. That's no problem, Brian, but we'll come back to the club a little later on.
Among the Finnish newcomers are Sami Kerne of Tampere, Sami Kettunen of Jyväskylä, Timo Reini-Luoto of Helsinki, Markus Löfström of Espoo, Erke Pitkänen of Rantasalmi. We'll send the material you requested to your club. And finally, the DX group of SLO, represented by J. Nerala of Oulu, but I doubt if the address is complete.
They are also W. Lakewater of Hilversum in the Netherlands, Fred Mallard of Geneva in Switzerland, Colin Clapton of Oostende, Frank Egers of Antwerp, and Ivo Swinnen of Aschool in Belgium.
Plus Horst Volk of Geroldshofen, Dietrich Boley of Baunatal, and Gerhard Benz of Stuttgart in West Germany, Nicholas Alexio of Ioannina in Greece, and Jean-Paul Claudel of Mirco in France, who asked for material for his exhibition Radio History and Radios of Today. We send the items requested as soon as we can.
We hope that long list of names hasn't bored you. As we said at the beginning, listeners' mail is piling up in our department, and the extra is one way of getting in touch with you and of answering your questions, as it is simply impossible to write personal letters to everybody. So try to tune in every second Monday for The Extra, or every Sunday for Thank You for Writing.
However, we can't inform you when your name will be read out in the programs mentioned, as this would be beyond our scope. One of the listeners who requested this was Harry Verkreusier of Tilburg in the Netherlands. We hope you see our point. As to your question, our home radio stations have got special QSLs to verify your reports, but we must add...
Well, I'm afraid the time has come for me to go. That was a recording of a special DX program on Radio Berlin International. And if you'd like any further details, and as I said, there's a special printout of that SINFO code to be used when you're writing away at shortwave stations. If you'd like a copy of that, you can drop me a line here at the station. And the name is Shane Keating, the DX's program, KFM, Galway County Radio, 3537 Dominic Street, here in Galway. As I say, it's time for me to go on this edition of the shortwave program. So from me to you, take care of yourselves and a good short way of listening. In the meantime, stand by for Jimmy Nolan here on KFM.
Broadcasting on 95 and 99 megahertz in stereo to Galway City and County. This is KLY.